Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The name Missing Polynesia came from the feeling people would get when they lived, felt, or longed for the islands and wanted to take a piece of it with them, however far or close they may be. Those words are spoken by Maylin Vitale Vai. She's the owner of Missing Polynesia. Have you ever been away from home, been away from the islands, and heard a song? Maybe saw something that reminded you of home? Do you recall what feelings that triggered, what emotion it evoked for you to remember? Did a tear come to your eyes? Did you begin to quiver slightly, a little bit of a shake, because it took you back to a memory? Well, Maylin and her dear husband, Richard, the owners of Missing Polynesia, have a story to tell of where the merchandise that they now sell, create, and make available, where it all came from. And that's why we pause for a moment even here at the beginning of our program to let you know that God, who creates, who inspires creativity, who gives visions for businesses and plans so that those visions can become reality years later. Well, Maylin is here to talk about even the humble beginnings that she and Richard went through to get it all started. And so we just remind you, in the midst of this, the Lord loves you. He knows you, dear one, as you listen to our show today. And I want you to open your heart, because the living Christ who has touched Maylin and Richard, he who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins, to shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away, who was buried and rose again from the grave, well, that living Christ is calling out to you at this very moment. So would you open your heart to Jesus? That's our heart. That's our hope. That's our prayer. Maylin and Richard are members of Destiny Christian Fellowship, there with Pastor Joe Onosai. Maylin, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Waipahu till I was about 6 or 7 years old, and then we had moved to Eva, where my parents purchased a home, and not old Eva or Eva Beach, but actually new Eva, Eva Gentry.
Well, that talks like someone from Eva who makes these distinctions. You know, other people, they just think of Eva, Eva Beach, the same place. But you say that to someone who lives there. Oh no, there are distinctions, and you know about them. I remember when you came, I said, Maylin Vitale Vai, any relation to the great warrior of Hawaii, Falaniko Vitale? And what did you say?
He's my older brother.
Yeah. And I can tell that as she says so, there's a twinkle of pride in her eyes. And wouldn't you just know it? And don't you love it to know when a little sister just adores her big brother, who really is a hero here in the islands? I reflected with you when I saw him do his Superman punch and that great victory that he had on TV, and we all celebrated with you. Maylin, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
If I was to look from my childhood years, coming, honestly, I really couldn't say who influenced me because it was kind of lonely when I was younger. Mm. And I never really had anyone to speak into my life. But if I was to look at, if I was to look from now to back then, I can honestly say my parents.
In what way?
They've just worked so hard all their lives, even though we, I haven't had the chance to spend enough time with them. They were always busy working. My dad was an entertainer for about 30 plus years, and my mom was a business owner, and it was just a crowded house that we've always lived in. And so I've never really had that intimate relationship with them.
Your dad is an entertainer.
Yes.
Explain further what he did and for how long.
He was an amazing fire knife dancer who danced for the spectacular show Tihati's Productions.
What was it like having a dad as an entertainer? And more specifically, being, you know, that's the pinnacle, the apex, the culmination of the show when the fire knife dancer comes out. So what was it like being his child, his daughter?
Oh my gosh, I thought he was like the best fire knife dancer ever. I would just stand there and I'm like, my dad's coming out. He's going to spin that fire. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. for me, he was just someone that I would see. You know what? I can only say now, because like earlier I said there was no influence, but I can honestly see like there's that warrior spirit in him. He had no fear.
What did he do in you?
He would always embrace me. I was closer to my father growing up, but he would always embrace me because I knew that with a short period of time, it was like, and being the only girl in the house at the time, he would always make sure I was okay, but it would be for a short period because he knew that he had to go to work. It was either I would wake up in the morning and he would leave, and then by the time I would get off from school, he would head to work.
The show must go on.
Yes.
Right. So you're the youngest. Did you grow up like an only child?
I thought I was the only child. But no. I had just wonderful brothers who were just super awesome. I mean, they would pick on me growing up, but, you know, that's what brothers do, right?
Toughen you up.
They would toughen me up. Yeah. Even Kimura, roundhouse kick. No, I'm just kidding.
How did you become a Christian?
I have to say I've always been a Christian growing up. I grew up in the Catholic Church, which I'm really grateful for. I've developed my faith through it. And I around 15 to 18, I actually used to sneak into a lot of different Christian churches. I would hear about it, and I would find a way to sleep over my cousin's house so that I could visit them. Mm-hmm. And my sister was actually a pastor's kid's wife, so I used to visit her church too.
You mentioned your dad, but you have a Chinese name, Mei Lin. His Samoan father, Vitaly. Where does the Chinese come in?
My mom's actually Samoan with Chinese German, and her grandfather is actually pure Chinese. First migrants that came from China to Samoa.
You've got a mixed culture of background. And God gave you a gift. He gave you a gift of creativity, and that you're using it now. How did you come up with this name, Missing Polynesia?
Well, when I graduated from high school, my parents kind of gave me an ultimatum because I just wanted to dance. Everything was like, I want to dance. I want to compete. I want to do Tahiti Fit. And they had told me, well, it's either you do the business or you dance. And so I chose the business, and they had asked me to come up with a name. And while we would travel back and forth to the mainland, wherever we would go, I noticed that the products that we were giving or selling, people were just so excited about it, and I saw that they were missing home, missing Hawaii. But we weren't just selling Hawaii products. We were selling items from Polynesia. So it was laid on my heart to call it Missing Polynesia.
there's an a deep feeling. Anybody that I remember, for me, when I lived away, there was this song called "Honolulu City Lights," and when you know you would be flying away, you'd be thinking of that song, and then when you'd be flying in, when you come back home, you cry when you leave and you cry when you come back.
Right.
You know, you see the lights in Waikiki, whether you're coming in the evening or in daytime. And there's still, even in my mind, I can remember, because I had lost my sense of smell when I was a teenager, but still remember the plumeria smell getting off the plane. But I'm holding in my hands your work. And this is a business that grew out of a garage.
Yeah.
And I think it takes a lot of guts. You know, you hear about garage businesses. I think one garage business that became kind of well known, a little bit famous or popular, was this garage business called Macintosh.
Speak that on me.
Yeah, like somewhere in a garage, someone, Steve Jobs, was making some designs. Another garage kind of business, a guy named Bill Gates, you know, or Hewlett Packard. These guys were garage people, and there's a garage. I saw photos of it. In fact, you can find out about Missing Polynesia. We're just getting started in the show. Maylin Vitale Vai, along with her husband Richard, they started Missing Polynesia out of a garage. When we come back, she'll tell us how it all started, and we'll go from there. You don't want to miss this now, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
How'd you feel? How would you feel if you were, you had these ideas and then you created products, I mean, a clothing line, and a big star comes in and she talks to you and, hey, over the course of time, over the course of a number of years, you're the one who's providing the designs and clothing that she wears when she's performing. That's the story, part of the big story of Maylin Vitalevai, who, along with her husband Richard, are the owners of Missing Polynesia. It's a boutique store at Harbor Center in Aiea. But look, you can find out more about it at missingpolynesia.com. Missingpolynesia.com, that's where you can get, see, you can hear the story, you can see what they design, you can see how you can acquire these products, these designs that they have. I have one right here on my lap. I have one right here in front of me. And, the creative process, it's an amazing thing, and I want us to get a glimpse of it. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com, that's MissingPolynesia.com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. You can find out more about this show at TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Maylin, take us into the process. How do you get an idea and then eventually create it? And then what does it feel like to see somebody wearing it?
Well, once I get influenced or inspired, I could be looking at an object. Definitely got to pull out my paper and pen and start sketching. But I'm usually changing all the time. I think creative and artistic people, they're always changing and evolving. But it's been amazing to see people walk down the street wearing our outfits and definitely being tied to those who are out there in the industry wearing our clothing.
Chaz Antai, can you see that? This is, would you wear this, brother? Oh, look at the back. I mean, the colors, the blends, I don't know exactly all the technical knowledge that you would use, but yes, you had a famous local star come into your shop. Tell us that story.
About 5 or 6 years ago, a friend of mine's he called me and he was like, there's this girl, Anuhea, she sings. And I'm like, who is she? And he was like, there's her picture's on Long's, in the Long store.
Right.
Right. So I was like, okay, so where do we meet her?
Amazing.
And he was like, Chez Monique's. I'm like, at Chez Monique's? They were doing some kind of hot Hawaiian night. So I actually went there with some painted clothing and I waited for her to, after her, I guess, rehearsal. And then she just came in and we just threw it on her. And as soon as she wore this painted tank top, that was it. Because social media was beginning to become popular. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they uploaded that picture, people just started responding.
Wow. And she's been with you now for a number of years, right?
Yes. Like, I'm just so honored to still work with her. She just has a heart of integrity and continues to honor those who worked with her from the beginning. And we're very humbled.
I mean, her career is just taking off internationally too.
Yes.
And then also goes your product too.
Right. I love it that we can work together. You know, she can wear products and then she'll be able to advertise us at the same time and their followers will follow us.
Take us back. You and Richard, how did you meet and how did this begin to develop?
We met through a cousin of his. And I think about 2001, and he's from San Francisco, but he had moved to Las Vegas. And when he had moved from Vegas to move here, he actually was working demolition construction, and I was still running the business at the same time with my parents, and they had decided to leave. And it was just really, it was a hard time for us. We had to really think about how we were going to grow this business. And we started looking at the jewelry part. We had to create. And
okay, so your mother, she created jewelry.
She created jewelry. She created she created pareos, like the Polynesian wraparounds. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I mean, just bags, you name it. She was just creative. And we've actually done it. Well, my brothers and I, we've actually done it since we was little. My parents had a store in Aiea in Waikiki and also at the Aloha Stadium swap meet. Mm-hmm. So the business was already embedded in us.
So this is now coming out of that.
Right.
Your that background, now you're creating something new.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you and Richard, you got together, and then how did this happen?
I feel like there was a vision God was showing me, and it was just a deep desire and passion in my heart. I've always wanted to do clothing, but wasn't inspired at the time. But when I felt like God was speaking to me, like, just do it. So I started painting clothes, and Richard was, like, wanting to learn. And so when he started to learn, I started to see the creativity come out. And I had shared with him that I wanted to create a clothing line, and I wanted to name it after the capital of Samoa, which is Apia, where my artistic roots came from. I used to watch my uncle paint clothes all the time. But I didn't want it to be called just Apia. I wanted to add Le, where it could kind of, I could kind of modernize it, and it wouldn't just symbolize one country. I mean, one island, but I'd focus on Polynesia itself. So when we created Le Apia, I just started sketching, and I found a factory where they would print and cut clothes, and from then on we just produced our first sundress. And when we did, it was like, I mean, I thought I already had a store in the garage. And then we just started an online store and just started pressing click and ship when people would order.
You came into it at really the blending of online marketing,
right,
online delivery, online everything. And at the same time, you have a store, a boutique, where online boutique, but actually a place where people can go. You do both. What have you found to be the most, when you interact with your customers, the most rewarding thing that you experience?
We're able to hear real life. When people come and they start to open up, I share with our helpers that if a customer wants to open up and share their life story, make sure they're ready to listen. Mm. And we get to meet people with different testimonies or people who are broken when they come in. I mean, we do weddings and then we do celebrations, birthdays. And then when it comes to like the funerals, we need to be ready, ready to pour out love and be ready to just stand there, even though there's customers coming in, be ready to help heal them.
Mm. You have a sensitive heart. I can see it. I can see it in your eyes. There's an awareness there. Where did that come from? Of course, you're able to cry.
Okay. I know.
Free.
Compassion and is my strength and weakness. I think we all grew up. Well, I've grown up broken, and I can honestly say that that it's taught me great things and to appreciate the great things in life. And I've always been in denial that my life isn't perfect, and I've seen a lot of people get hurt growing up. So for me, I am sensitive.
Brokenness is there's a movie out called Unbroken.
Yeah.
That had come out recently. And it's ironic to have that title because he was unbroken. And then through all the experiences that he had, being unbroken eventually led to brokenness and then led to healing. And then he brought hope to many people. So
Right. Being
broken is a... It could be a cathartic moment in life. It's certainly a threshold moment, a moment of change. When you say you experience brokenness, in a way, within the context of how you feel, you're able to share it, What do you mean that you experienced brokenness?
I've seen a lot of people walking around with hurt, and even in my own family, not knowing they were hurt, and they didn't know how to express their love or compassion. Even maybe it was how they were raised or how they were brought up. Because I grew up in a I don't want to say traditional Samoan family, but a lot of times in my culture, affection is not expressed. And so it leaves the person with void. But when I look back at those things, I appreciate it because I've learned that God has shown me these things to see so that I can change things for the better. And things from being neglected, rejected, and I've seen abuse. So those are the things that I would say that have caused certain things in my life. But I believe when God had come into my life, he showed me the bigger picture and how I can help others too as well.
A bridge of brokenness can actually be a bridge of healing.
Amen.
When you see hurt, when you experience it yourself, and we've all seen a certain level of it, we've feared it happening to us, and at the same time, we've experienced it too. Actually, when someone says we live in a broken world, they're talking truth. There isn't a person around today that doesn't have deep down inside some deep level of desperation inside, whether it's something that they experienced or something that they're longing for. But here you create, Maylin, you create clothing, your clothing line, Missing Polynesia. And I can't help but to imagine, to feel, and to think that the colors, the prints, the imagination, the designs come from a heart of sensitivity. See, there's a feeling there. You're not just looking at something. It emanated from somewhere. There's a genesis somewhere. A heart of compassion, a heart of love, the heart of God. We'll be back with more. Maylin Vitale Vai, stay with us. We'll be back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe, Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest.
Okay,
now if you were to encounter somebody, you're walking down the street and you see someone, let's say you were dealing with something, or maybe you were desperate. You needed help. You look at two people, and one of them has a look on their face, and it says no. Of course, you're not seeing N-O, but you just get this feeling they're not approachable. They're not going to help you. Then you see someone else, and they have a yes face. The yes face is kind of warm, tender, soft, compassionate. Where are you going to go? Of course, naturally. We would go to the person with the yes face. We would go to see Maylin Vitale Vai. We would want to talk to her. She has that gracious look. That's why I think her business, Missing Polynesia, in fact, you can find out more at missingpolynesia.com. Missingpolynesia.com, it'll continue to grow and grow and grow, because it's not just about merchandise. It's not just about creating a product. It's not just about design. It's about love. It's not the opposite. I'm going to love because I want to sell. It sells because there's love. And she's passing that down to the people that work in the stores. And, when you have a person like that, you have a gift on your hands. And we have a gift here in Hawaii, Missing Polynesia. Missing Polynesia. You can find out more. Again, missingpolynesia.com. Maylin, how about your mom? Your mom was a businesswoman. What kind of personality did she have?
She was very bold. I mean, she was an amazing businesswoman. Knew how to count, knew the numbers, knew how to make money, but very bold. So if it didn't look good on you, she would tell you, no, don't wear that. Get the other dress. Oh, that doesn't fit you. So I would say bold, but then would probably have to change the delivery on how to sell. But very honest, which is good.
Sometimes the most honest people or bold people aren't necessarily the most diplomatic, soft and subtle people.
Right.
But you get the point,
yes.
Right? And I think in some ways it might even save us from certain areas of embarrassment, because someone had to tell us, and they told us. Well, you seem to have gotten the business savvy from her, but tinctured with tenderness. And now, Richard, how do you and Richard balance each other in this business venture that you have grown?
Well, I would consider myself more the promoter and he being the analyst. So it really brings a lot of balance, because I'd probably be one to give everything away where he'd be like, Maylin, tone it down, use wisdom. So we definitely are a balance in the business.
What lessons have you learned in the process of growing Missing Polynesia?
Wisdom is just very important. I would say so many different things, different aspects. As far as growing the business, I have to continue to be in relations with the people or customers. And also, I always have to step up my game. So I can't get too comfortable with my designs.
Step up your game? How?
Well, sometimes I'll get too comfortable with what I create, and then I'll leave it on the side because I'm a little bit of a scatterbrain. I'll be all over the place. So I always need to make sure I'm organized and make sure that I meet the deadlines of our business.
That's interesting. You just said two things. You said you're creative, and an organized. For some people, they might think that is complete. Yeah, you're talking about two different worlds.
Right.
The creative world and an organized world. How do you blend the two?
It's hard. I definitely have help with that now. I mean, usually I won't ask because, like, once I'm creating, it's like everyone needs to get out of the room because I can't really concentrate. But when they come into the room, it's like, oh my goodness, what just happened? Papers all over the place. So I have good help to help me.
May we ask to enter into the life of Maylin Vitale Vai in the creative process? Could you describe to us what it's like? What would we see if we were to see you in action? What is it that you feel? Take us there.
Well, usually I can't be told what time to work. It'll just come, and it'll be at the odd hours, whether it be like 1 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, or 10 p.m. at night, 5 in the afternoon. So I could be driving to the store and an idea would pop up. I'd have to rush back home so I can start sketching. But a lot of it is influenced by how I grew up. I grew up around a lot of Japanese and loving the Indian influence. So color is a major part of this this creative side of mine. Growing up with loving the Indian saris and silks and satins. Beautiful. And bags. I've always looked at it where you can just look at the color palette and just choose. And being in the industry, everyone says, oh, this is the Pantone of the season. This is a color forecast. But I always believe, like, whatever is embedded in your heart, you just run with it. So usually I go opposite of what's in style. Or if I see the trends that's coming in, I will go opposite with what's coming in. But sometimes I'll be driving to the beach and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love those rocks. I love the shade of the rock or the plant that's next to it. Like whether it's a coconut tree, like the angle of the tree, the way it looks, I would want my print to display itself like that on the clothes. But usually when I start creating, if it took 20 days to complete that art and I had 5 more days as a deadline after that, I would probably change everything within that 5 days when it took me 20 days to really put all these things together.
How much of a perfectionist are you? Or when you hear perfectionism, perfection, what does it conjure up in you?
I would say it probably would. Well, a lot of times when I start doing things, like I want it a certain way, I actually really get stressed out. I would block everyone up. Like, okay, I need to finish this. I need to get things done. But I think that's probably like the downfall of my creativity, because I would block everyone out because I can't really concentrate with people around me when I start creating. Mm-hmm. But I've never really thought of myself as a perfectionist until like knowing that I would have a deadline I'd have to meet.
It amazes me. It intrigues me to hear, just to get a glimpse of what you go through And how? So, in other words, you don't say, "Idea, come now," and then all of a sudden, you come to me at 1 p.m. because that's the time that you need to come. I'm going to be waiting. The ideas come at different times, in different ways, in different places.
All the time.
Now, here, you have to be aware of that.
Right.
How do you know? Give me some telltale signs of how does Malin know it's coming? It's coming. God is going to give me something.
There's just always a quickening in me. It's like I could be driving and I'll see a rainbow. And the way I see it, that's what would trigger my thoughts to start, you know, running with the ideas. And it could be any time, but it's just hard to sit me in a room and say, like, okay, come up with something. I'd be like, I can't.
So do you ever get out of bed because of an idea?
Yes. I think my household knows me very well. Sometimes I'll disappear and go straight to our warehouse. It's crazy. I can't. It's when it comes. Wow. And I just have to run with it. So everyone knows I'm a little bit all over the place. If papers are all over the place, they know, okay, she's working.
She's in the creative process.
Right.
It's neat that you have the support of others, your family, people know. Of course, without the design, where do you go? You've got a blank piece of high quality material, but nothing comes from it.
Right.
This is a very personal process, a personal business that you're in. You know what I love, Malin? I love that you are aware of your gift, and there's a surrender and a serenity in the process of the gift. But you don't keep it to yourself. It's something to produce something else, that eventually will be worn, that will make someone feel really classy, make someone feel whole, make someone feel cool all through this process. More with Malin Vitalivai when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. You're listening.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right. Well, you're hearing it. Hey, it's happening. It's growing. It's a business that has, look, it's going on years now, and good things are happening. But in the midst of the good things that are happening as we speak now, do you realize there are things in this missing Polynesia boutique that wasn't always that way? In fact, what it is today is in a very significant measure because of what Maylin and Richard went through in the development of this business. You can find out more about Missing Polynesia at missingpolynesia.com. Okay, missingpolynesia.com. Go there. Look, check it out. And I encourage you also to go to Harbor Center in Aiea. You can actually see her in person as you are listening to her now. But were there times when you doubted, Maylin, in the process as the business was growing, whether or not you would continue?
Yeah, definitely. There was a time where I wanted to give up. I remember when we started the process of this Leapia brand, this clothing line, it was just so hard financially that I almost sold it. I was about to sell my dream that God had placed in my heart.
How bad did it get that you would actually contemplate letting it go?
Really bad, because the numbers were good. At that time, it was like X amount of dollars were offered. And I just was about to produce my first batch. And I really had to just pray about things. And I mean, we really needed it financially. It was just really tough in the house to get bills paid, pay for the home. Because at that time, it was just after, I think, the recession.
Okay. So you're at a financial breaking point. You feel the tension, and all these doubts come in. And then what happened?
I had to go before God. I really thought to myself, is it worth it? Because my heart was put into this brand. He showed me the passions and the desires and the dreams ahead. And so I had to make a choice whether to sell my dream for money or to pursue it. So I stuck with it. It still was hard. It was hard to build it, but I mean, I can honestly say right now, it's like just worth it.
Now, money was offered. It's going to solve your problems, right? I mean, hey, you give us, let's make a transaction. You give me that, and I'll give you the money, pay all your bills, all your problems go away. What kept you from doing that?
Part of it, I knew where the money came from, and I knew it was big money for me. It was like, if I could throw a number out, like $70,000. That's big money. But I just knew deep in my heart that seed wouldn't go into good ground. Mm. And even though it looked good at the time, it was like, God, like, is this from you? Is this of you? Is this hard-earned money, you know? So,
okay, let's take it a notch deeper, okay? Because somebody today is at that place where they are thinking about, seriously thinking about letting go of a dream. It's ironic. Wow, she knows what I'm feeling right now, the financial pressure, bills that are sitting on the counter, that every day I look at it, I pretend it's not there, but it gets worse. Who knows? Maybe the phone is ringing. You know, people want to collect. Things are piling up. A decision has to be made. What would you say to someone in the midst of their own situations, of course, speaking from your experience, How did you process that? And any words of wisdom or insight that you can share with the listener?
Sometimes we just got to ride the wave through the storms. And I believe as part of building this up for us, building Missing Polynesia, building the brand, we sometimes bargain our dreams for instant money, instant gratification. But if it's something that you're passionate about, or a dream that you're that you know that God has placed before you, or something that's been on your heart, I would really go for it. Mm-hmm. I think for me, like, if I had bargained at that time, we wouldn't be here where we're at today. And I, with everything that you do, use wisdom and be patient. My mom used to speak this scripture on me. It was Proverbs 31:16, and that's the one scripture that I've always remembered growing up, and I believe she's always spoke life upon that. And it was, she finds a field and she buys it. And with that field, she plants a vineyard. And a vineyard can last for 1,000 years. And I believe it's something that I can pass on to the next generation.
Thank you for sharing that scripture. I mean, it means so much coming from you and your mom, out of your lives, and to see what you're doing. You said something, you said, if it's your dream, it's your passion, go for it. What went on in you when you knew clearly, I'm not going to sell? I've got to go. We got to go. And, you know, take us into that talk with Richard that, you know, hey, you know, let's keep going forward. Because I marvel at how under immense pressure people can still go forward. How were you able to do that?
He showed me kingdom. He showed me I wasn't going to work in the church. I was going to work outside of the church with this vessel that I would be undercover.
The Lord.
Yeah. I believe the Lord was showing me this, and he was showing me that you've been raised in the entertainment business. You've been raised in the business field. You've been raised working in the swap meet, the hot sun in a tent, knowing that I've taught you how to work and sell. At the same time, I've taught you how to go out of the tent and reach out to others. And so when this business started to grow, I saw the bigger picture, how I began to work with people outside who didn't know Christ, and people who were of the who did know Christ. But he showed me that I would use these garments to sell, so that people would wear and they would understand the love of God.
You are encouraging me. You're encouraging our dear friend right now who's listening, because, you know, as you talk about the bigger picture, we need you to remind us, Maylin, we need you to remind us of the bigger picture. Looking, the way you describe, there's this component of my life, and God was preparing me there. God, there's this other component. You see, we don't always know how to fit it all. It doesn't make sense. But the way you say it helps us to come to grips with, it's like the Lord saying, I'm taking you somewhere. All this is not going to be wasted. And this is a moment of decision. It's very hard. But as in your case, you just went for it. No regrets?
No regrets. Takes a lot of risk. I've always said, like, I'm a big risk taker, but friends always remind me, no, it's faith.
Mm. Describe that. Faith to you. What does faith, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. What does that mean to you?
Even if you can't see the bigger picture we talked about earlier, I would just dive right into it if you know it's from God. And I've been diving into things that I can't even see. And even if I fall, I still get back up and I still move forward. And I've learned to use this, definitely use this business as a platform.
We've got a minute left. Can you lead in a prayer? A woman of faith leading in a prayer for those of us who need encouragement in our life right now to press forward.
Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for my sister and brother that's listening today. I thank you, Lord, for who you are and who you've made us to be, Lord God. Continue to show us your ways, Lord. I pray that even though we make our plans, Lord, you determine our steps. And I pray for every listener here, Lord God, that they will embrace the God-given gift and talent that's within them. Lord, be with them and continue to encourage them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Melin Vitale Vai, Missing Polynesia, missingpolynesia.com. Check that out. Check that out today. Check that out now. You can also visit them at Harbor Center in Aiea. Melin, thank you for sharing your heart. See, you give your heart, and that really, it's very warming, and it's very hopeful. And you're a warrior in business. You know what it's like to go through those dark times. And, you know, in terms of encouraging people today, when we think about tough challenges, when you look back, what would you say if you were to finish this sentence, Lord, I am thankful for?
Who you made me to be today.
Why does that mean so much to you?
Because we find our identity in other things that's meaningless. And to know that we can understand our identity in Him, we can just be forerunners in anything that He puts in front of us.
You are self-aware. And I think, by the way, that's a very known, it's becoming a very well-used term nowadays. It's become very popular in leadership, the area of self-awareness. That the great leaders of today, one common characteristic is self-awareness, among other things, but that's a very unique component. It's very attractive. It's very magnetic when people see yourself. So, dear friend, as we listen to Melin, you know, you too can be self-aware of who God has made you to be. And I hope that you today have been encouraged by her sharing clearly, distinctly, and with great sensitivity and compassion. Been encouraged from the insights of Melin Vitale Vai. You can find out more at missingpolynesia.com. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, even as she has today. And look, if you haven't done so, my friend, this is the perfect time for you, yes, you, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a presentation of the gospel message for you there. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Psalm 26, verse 8. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Melin Vitale Vai, missingpolynesia.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Antai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave